There could be a major shakeup in Red Sox leadership today following the team's historic September collapse. There are multiple reports this morning that Sox manager Terry Francona is on his way out. The Chicago Sun-Times says Francona is unhappy and made the decision to leave the team long before September. Fox Sports reports the Red Sox will simply opt not to pick up their option on Francona. At the team's postseason news conference at Fenway yesterday, general manager Theo Epstein said nobody blames what happened in September on Tito, adding it was a collective failure.
We have to own all three phases of the season, including the most important month, which was September, which sunk us. So that's who we are. And we're going to spend a lot of time assessing what went wrong, probably less time assessing what went right in the middle. And get better from it.
In the midst of all the finger-pointing and the despair, we find one die-hard Red Sox fan who's already come to terms with a dreadful collapse. 58-year-old Craig Jones spoke with us outside his workplace in Andover during his lunch hour yesterday. He says after a much bigger near loss in his own life this year, he hasn't spent much time stewing over the dramatic end of the Red Sox season.
I feel okay about it today. I mean, I'm ready to go to spring training right now.
Until today, though, you had to be a little down in the dumps by what happened.
Oh, every day it got worse, absolutely. I mean, we tried to figure it out, all of us at work and the family. We were trying to figure out what's going on. No one could figure it out, absolutely. It was really hard to watch.
How does it compare to the collapses of the past?
The first one that came to my mind before I started hearing about it on the talk shows was 78, obviously. I thought it felt worse.
When I first thought of it,
it felt worse. We had these high expectations for this year. You know, everyone was saying they're going to win the World Series, and it just seemed like the energy was great. And I don't remember having expectations in 78. They weren't really supposed to do anything. They dropped that 14-game lead, but they won games at the end and came back and forced the one-game playoff. And it didn't feel this bad to me. I remember like it was yesterday.
How's it compare to 86?
My first reaction was, and it still is, that this is the worst. I was watching 86 like everybody else. They were in the World Series, and I was shocked and disappointed, but they were in the World Series. I just don't remember ever having a period of time that was this dramatic for this long when we just saw the thing crumbling.
Does it trigger post-traumatic Red Sox stress? All of a sudden, you're remembering all the horrible things that happened in the past?
It absolutely did. The Bucky Dent homer. And
Bucky bleeping Dent.
Yeah, Bucky bleeping Dent. Exactly.
But you said that now you're okay. You had a little sleep, and now you're okay. How do you get there?
I guess it's kind of a combination of been there, done that. I've seen this before. I know there's another summer. One of the things that's made a difference for me and my whole family this summer is my two sons live in Florida. I went down for spring training, and when I left, my son was starting to be sick. Well, it turns out this little, what we thought was the flu, was a deadly bacterial infection, potentially life-threatening, called endocarditis. And he ended up having emergency surgery to repair a valve, and he's now got a pacemaker at age 27. That's put a lot of things in perspective. We're all Red Sox fans, and we had this big raffle that we organized.
Part of Red Sox Nation came together to help you out, to help you and your son out.
Exactly. We had a raffle. I had home opener tickets against the Yankees, which we raffled off and raised over $6,000. And it was people all over, in New England, in North Carolina. When you almost lose a son, it's a kind of a different thing. And it's also, I also felt really grateful to be part of Red Sox Nation. It's a deeper thing than just a bunch of yahoos who want their team to win.
What was your son saying during the great September collapse?
We had a little joke about this because back in 04 when they won the World Series, I actually had a life-threatening illness too. We had a joke this summer that when Evan got sick, my son, we said, well, every time one of the Jones men gets a deadly bacterial infection, the Red Sox win the World Series. So it was kind of, he was reflecting on that. He said, they can still do it, Dad. You know, this is our year. They're doing it for me. And
you'll have to rewrite that line.
Yes, well, what we meant was next year. They're going to do it next year. Oops, how'd we miss that?
That's Craig Jones of Lawrence, proud member of Red Sox Nation.